This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I can't even say the final score without laughing and rolling my eyes. 12-6? That's the final score of your season on the Brink game? 12-6? I don't care that it was raining. It wasn't even raining that hard part of the game. The score was higher in Chicago 2 years ago. It was an absolute like drenched downpour the whole game. Let's go to Wesley in San Mateo. Hi, Wesley. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. I really appreciate it. I love listening to the show.
Thanks, man.
I just want to say that Brock Purdy, he's been struggling recently. You know, seeing him literally try to jump and throw, and I think he jumped through three times. And, you know who doesn't do that? Tim Tebow. And Tim Tebow would be a great connection with Ricky Pearsall. That's all I got to say.
Wesley, thanks. Your call was building, and then I got the joke that you tried to get off.
Yeah.
So obviously, Tim Tebow is not the answer, but there is a Brock Purdy conversation to have,
and there is a Florida connection there from Tebow to Pearsall.
Sure, but sure, understood.
We'll leave that there.
Yeah, the jump throws from Brock. Sometimes jump throws, you're like, whoa, that's athletic, that's creative. Sometimes you're like, can you not see over the line? Is that why you're jumping? And yes, he got another big ball knocked down last night when they were deep in their own territory. There's no way around it. It's been a problem this year. His height has been a problem this year.
Well, it's been the offensive line, and the height's not a problem when you have a clean pocket.
Yep.
And you're still going to have balls tipped. And last year when he threw the four picks against Baltimore, two of them were tipped at the line of scrimmage. True. And so that's always going to be an issue. And, you know, it's up to Kyle Shanahan to roll him out and get him away from the defensive line that can tip those balls. But the biggest issue for Brock this year, I think, has been a lack of pocket security. He hasn't had a clean pocket a lot of the time. This is not to give him excuses, because he's been able to make plays outside the pocket and make plays with his legs, but the lack of real pass pro this year has been an issue.
I completely agree with you. And so I am not of the mind that the 49ers need to move on at the quarterback position. I think too much has been achieved. I think he has shown that you can succeed with him. But obviously, like any football team and any quarterback, like, there have been good quarterbacks who, you know, I think of Joe Burrow a couple of years ago when the Cincinnati Bengals could not block a stationary target. And it'll ruin you. It'll make it very, very difficult. And it's not like Brock has been awful all year. He has been lesser than he was the last 2 years. But I still think the scenario exists for him to play very well and for the 49ers to be successful. But yes, he needs to be better. He needs to grow from this. And yeah, they need better offensive line play. That's what they need. They need better offensive line play. And you know what? Maybe this will help. Maybe this will help. Maybe the blessing in disguise is that now Brock Purdy and his agent don't ask for $60 million. I don't know where that's going. I don't know how week to week it is. That's the phrase that Tim Kawakami used. Like, what's the price? It's week to week. Well, stock down. And maybe that'll help. Maybe that'll give them some flexibility that they weren't planning on in the offseason. Right. I don't know. But I still want Brock Purdy to be the quarterback of the team.
And I don't think that there's any doubt that they want Brock Purdy to be the quarterback of the team. So if we all start with that as the baseline, and, you know, you can feel whatever you want to feel. And if you want to fire Shanahan, you can fire Shanahan. They won't. And if you want Brock gone, traded, cut, or whatever, you can feel that. They don't.
Yep.
So Shanahan's coming back. Brock is coming back. And Brock, I believe, is getting a contract in the offseason. But your point, I think, is a good one. And maybe it just changes the tenor and the structure of the deal. And, you know, Brock has struggled this year. And he's looked pedestrian at times. Yep. He's looked mortal. So maybe instead of 5 years and $325 million, 65 per, maybe it turns out to be 4 years and 160, which is what Daniel Jones got with the Giants. Maybe he ends up settling, quote unquote, and settling. I'm using air quotes because $40 million a year sounds pretty cool to me.
I would do that if I'm the Niners still.
If I'm Brock, I would take 4 and 160.
Yeah.
I would look at it and say, you know what? This year was not wonderful for me. It wasn't great for us. You want to pay me. I want to get paid. You know what? I'll take 4 and 160 with 100 guaranteed no matter what. And then let's go forward. And after 4 years, or 3 years really, if after three more years you still want me, then I'll get the really, really big bag.
Connor in San Leandro is next up. Hi, Connor. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, guys. Really happy when anytime 2 p.m. on a weekday comes around, I feel like my blood pressure goes right down. This is like sports fan therapy. I feel like if I listen for all 4 hours, I should get a discount on my health insurance premiums. This is great. So listen, after having a season like this, after getting to the Super Bowl, I mean, this season could mean one of two things, because I think that we actually are in the offseason right now. Either it was just a gimme year, and if so, that's great. Everyone gets a long summer. Maybe we get some good draft picks and a better schedule next year. Or it could really spell the beginning of Kyle Shanahan on the hot seat. And I think the difference between those two options is whether or not we have another goofy offseason.
Huh.
And I really do want us all to start to question, what does a goofy offseason look like? Like, what does a Farhan-esque goofy offseason look like? Well, first, the silence will be deafening, right? Like, Parag is not going to come out and tell us what he's thinking, and neither is Kyle. He's just going to sulk. But also, you'll sign Brock to the max. You maybe get an offensive lineman in a late round. And then we see these goofy luxury picks, like a wide receiver in the first round or a kicker in the third. And if we get to September and he's leaving it to the sports radio guys to tell us, well, a good quarterback doesn't really need that strong of an offensive line. I got to be honest, that's a hot seat sentence to me. Because I love the guy. I said over and over on this show that he should run for mayor in any city in the Bay, he'd win. But for Kyle Shanahan to have another goofy offseason and not address what's obviously going on, he would deserve to be on the hot seat.
Well, Connor, it's a very interesting call. Thank you very much. I can only imagine Kyle Shanahan running for mayor. He would hate all the speeches. He doesn't like talking to the media. But anyway,
we're going to reduce crime and stuff, and we're going to try to fix the homeless problem and stuff.
Connor mentioned signing Brock Purdy to the max. I just want to mention there's no max. They can sign him to whatever they want. Yep. They can sign him to $1 billion if they want. But that's just sort of a quirky little response to what you said. This is what, as he put it, was the word wild or a bad
wacky
offseason, a wacky offseason,
yeah,
what it would look like to me. If you get to free agency in the NFL and you start getting rumors and you get the headline, Purdy and Niners are far apart on a deal. And then the next thing that happens is Niners expressing interest in free agent quarterback Sam Darnold. That's the 1-2 punch I don't want to see.
Nobody wants it.
That means you've mismanaged this, to me. If you get to that, you're setting yourself up for another chaotic, controversial, disconnected offseason. And you don't want that. I understand why today it may feel alluring to look at other quarterbacks. But It doesn't make any sense, especially that Brock has another year at only $1 million. That's going to be the cheaper option for next year for sure. I'd argue that Sam Darnold would look a lot like Brock in front of this offensive line. I'm not there yet. And I don't even think I'm going to be there. There's a real weird circumstance that would lead to that.
No.
This needs to be quick and quiet.
It needs to get done early because the last thing you want if you want to keep Brock Purdy is for him to not be in OTAs and maybe miss part of camp.
Totally.
If you want your quarterback to get better, and everybody wants Brock Purdy to play better than he did this year, the best way to get better is to work on your craft with your team and the quarterback whisperer. So if you want him, if you like him, if you're going to keep him, get it done early, Parag. Don't dawdle.